going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Sunday. Today is Sunday, November the 7th. It was daylight savings last night, so time was set back an hour, which I guess was a good thing for some people and it was bad for some others. Whichever way that it was, I hope that everyone was safe and prosperous for today. Tonight's podcast is going to be about heaven and hell. Heaven and hell. What is heaven and hell? What is it to you? What is it to, what were you told that it was? It's to me, I feel like that it's a state of being, or a state of being of an emotion, really, to be honest with you. When we was coming up, we was told that, you know, heaven was, had streets of gold, and that's where your ancestors, that's where you go after you die, and so forth and so on. It's, you know, just like a figment of your imagination. That's what people say. That's what they describe heaven as being. And then some even describe heaven, hell, as being like this big fiery pit, and then your body just continuously burn forever and ever. I guess your soul just burns forever and ever, or something like that. And to me, that was just like some type of way of giving, of scaring people, of telling them, you know, if they were sinning, this is exactly what will happen to them, and so forth and so on. But have you even sat down and just thought about that? Like, first of all, you know, you got this, you know, we got to decipher what is heaven and what is hell. Which in reality, who went there and to either one of those places was able to come back to tell us or describe to us what it was like or whatever. So, you know, I think it's just to the point of a state of being, because that's something that man made up and said from their own thought process and from reading the Bible, or maybe from what somebody else had told them and so forth and so on. I'm going to tell you something. We live in this world. We already in heaven and hell. It's a state of being. You got to think about the point of, you know, things that you go through from time to time. To me, that's like, maybe if that was something eternal, burning or whatever the case may be, that's something that's just like a trial and tribulation that you continue to go to. So you could describe that as hell, maybe, you know, because we're just going trying to grasp back what they told us that hell was. But then you got to think about heaven, or, you know, what they describe heaven was, with, to the point where you're not going through anything. There was no, what they describe in church, used to tell us, you know, there will be no sickness and no, you know, having to worry about paying bills. Your lights continue to be on, so forth and so on, or whatever. It has got a lot of us just so lost within the point, because, you know, everybody's imagination is different. Don't nobody have the same imagination, or, you know, maybe nobody, people don't have the same desires, or just to the point of just saying how things supposed to be. Like, you know, it's best to just try to get knowledge and of knowing of yourself, and then you make the decision on what is heaven and what is hell for you. You know, a lot of people are going through hell daily. They're going through trials and tribulations. They're, you know, having to live with all type of illness and sicknesses, being addicted to so many different drugs, and cheating on this person and that person, or just not having respect for one another, and going out here just being to the point of causing harm to each other. I feel like that's a form of state of hell within itself, but that's something that we create. We create our own heaven and we create our own hell. So many different people just grasp onto what our grandmothers them done said and so forth and so on. And I'm gonna just tell you something. It doesn't matter about what I can't really, you know, it just, I take that back. It does matter about what we went through, what our ancestors went through, because it, you know, it rolls off into today's society or whatever. But you just grab on, hold on to things that is really not of reality or whatever, because the simple fact is that's their hell and what they went through. Without there being, you know, with the point of being beaten and picking cotton and peas and stuff and so forth. And, you know, I can say myself, with me being the age that I am, 44 years old, I you know, I done had to the point of picking peas and pulling weeds in the field. I never had to, I guess I'm just going to say the opportunity, or never had to the point of picking cotton and so forth and so forth. But, you know, sometimes, you know, in life, a lot of us go through things and we just feel like that's just a tragedy. Sometimes it's to the point that it's a learning experience and different things that we have to work out and go through. You know, you got to be able to figure out what is your heaven and what is your hell. And to realize that a lot of times that's something that we create. The most worst hell that anybody can go through is losing a loved one. Like we tend to sit up and, you know, maybe say to the point that maybe somebody got into an accident. And speaking of accident today, y'all, I know this is just totally off subject, but I witnessed to the point as I was driving to St. Louis where it was an accident where a car had them flipped over and, you know, people was on the side of the road and they was trying to get people CPR and stuff like that. You know, I send positive energy to that situation. I didn't stay to see what was the outcome. The ambulance finally got there, but that, to me, that's just hell there, because dealing with that, of trying to save someone else's life and trying to make things safe and so forth, that to me, I feel like that's a tragedy. That's what hell is. But like I said, I just hope that people, you know, that you know, everything was okay and within the point of life wise. Because, you know, losing someone is something that is just a tragedy for a lot of us. We don't realize those type of things. We go from day in and day out and continue to live our lives, but not realizing that so many different people are dealing with a hellified situation. And then there's times whenever we go to the point of there's a heaven situation, where we don't have all the time. We're not always making bad decisions. We are not always sinning, and we're not always causing harm to one another. We're not always causing harm to ourselves. We're not always following people's examples by, you know, just bad vibes and bad situations. Sometimes we are getting to the point that we are learning more and getting to the point of understanding that it's causing us more harm. That it's causing us more harm than good to keep making these bad decisions. So we want peace. So, you know, people are making better decisions with whatever situation that they have. And they want to create to the point of having heaven here on earth and dealing with it. Like, we don't know what they described us or what it is in the Bible. We don't know. We wasn't here. We wasn't there, or whatever the case may be. So we can't say what those people went through and what was their heaven and what was their hell. We can only acknowledge what we go through and what's our heaven and what's our hell. A lot of people don't even sit down and talk to their kids about heaven and hell. They look all over the whole situation, you know. And even within myself, my sons, we used to just talk about a lot of different things. And I sit here and I think about it now. That's probably something that I need to, even if they're adults now, to understand to the point that we create our own heaven and hell. Whatever things and trials and tribulations that we go through, this is something that we create. Now, don't get me wrong. You got other people that creates heaven and hell for other people. That's what's within the point. That's why God don't act on free will, because it's our decision. This is something that we got to get to the point of understanding and knowing this is how things is, you know. If we're doing something to cause harm to somebody, believe me, we're creating our own hell. We're creating hells for those people as well as creating hell for ourselves in the long run, because time never stops. you know, when it comes down to certain things, that people got to realize that, you know, out here causing harm to other people, we're creating hell as well. What is your hell and what is your heaven? What do you feel? What are you going through? What trials and tribulations that you're going through in life? What happiness that you are enduring in life? You got some people out here that walking around that's upset, sad, and angry. They never smile. But then you got some people that be around here, they smiling all the time, and they're making, you know, they're trying to put out positive energy or whatever, and it just seems so pleasant and peaceful to be around those people. And that's the type of life that you want to live within yourself. Don't get me wrong, every day is not a holiday and every day is not peaches and cream. But with that being said, you got to think about the point of what you have going on and so forth, and make those type of decisions of things that's in life, period. What are you doing that's creating to the point that's creating hell for you? What are you doing that's creating the point of heaven for you? We got to get to the point of stop holding on to what somebody else is went through in their heaven, in their hell, and be able to enjoy what we have going on that's in our life. And we create our own, and realize that we create our own in our heaven and hell. We can't just hold on to the point of what somebody else have went through and not go through it ourselves. Just, you know, get to the point of realizing who you are and what you are, so you can be able to make better decisions, so you can understand to apply things in your life that creates a pleasant life for you, that creates a heaven for you. Taking things one day at a time, realizing that if you keep doing things the way that our ancestor was doing it, or whatever the case may be, and you're carrying that on into your life, and it didn't work for them, how you expect for it to work for you? You got to realize and come to the understanding of being your own person. Taking things one day at a time. What is your heaven and what is your hell? That's just something for you guys to think about. We're right here on earth, and we create our own heaven and hell. We don't know what's up in no sky. We don't know. We have an encounter with someone that supposed to have went to this imaginary place of heaven and hell, or whatever the case may be. People can only express to you of different things that they've went through in life. And that's what you got to think of it as. That's thinking of to the point of what's heaven and what's hell. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Sunday, talking to you about realizing that we create our own heaven and hell right here on earth. You got to get to the common grounds of making better decisions for yourself. Stop holding on to somebody else's pain and carrying it into your life or whatever, and creating hell for you. Choose to the point of happiness and understanding, and you create your own heaven here on earth. Y'all have a good night.